Welcome to Jewelry Making Tips with Metalsmith Society, the ultimate podcast for anyone passionate about the art of jewelry making. I'm your host, Corky Bolton. Metalsmith Society is a community on Instagram that has over 240,000 individuals, from professional jewelers to small business artisans, hobbyists, students, and even those curious looky-loos eager to learn about jewelry making. Together, we share tips, kindness, and support. In this podcast, I will discuss tips from the Instagram page, provide deeper insights, address questions, and share bonus tips that often surface in the comments section. So whether you've been making jewelry for a while or you're just starting your jewelry making journey, this podcast is your go-to resource for all the jewelry making tips. So grab your tools, dust off your workbench, and join me. In today's episode, I will be discussing how you can use the Patreon platform as a jeweler with special guest Emily Marquis. Emily has 17 years of experience and is a second-generation jeweler. Her business, Emily Marquis Designs, which she runs with her husband Cal, specializes in custom and semi-custom fine jewelry. She also runs Marquis Jewelry Academy, located in Stonington, Connecticut. She has been using Patreon for her jewelry business since 2019. Emily, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I can't wait to discuss Patreon. But before we start, I wanted to share with our listeners what Patreon is if they're not familiar with it. So basically, Patreon is a website for artists, musicians, and content creators to build community with their biggest fans. Creators can share exclusive work, and it really allows people to turn something that might have just been a passion or, you know, their artwork that they were doing on the side into an actual lasting business. Starting a Patreon is free for creators and their fans, but you can earn income by having a paid membership. And so creators get a direct line to their communities. They can produce exclusive content. They can share things just with their, you know, biggest fans. And I've been using it since March of 2019 as a way for folks to support me in running Metalsmith Society. And my Patreon today is one of the main ways I support myself, truly. It's allowed me to create this podcast, keep all my free resources and my blogs on metalsmithsociety.com updated, and continue to post educational content on Instagram daily. So when I saw that you also had joined Patreon back in 2019, I was really intrigued. I'd love if you could share why you decided to experiment with starting a Patreon for your jewelry business.
Yeah, so there was two main catalysts for me joining Patreon as a jeweler. One of which was I had actually started using Patreon to support a living artist, Jamie Chiarello, who is one of my favorite painters down in New Orleans. And she had done a very cool thing, which was you pay a certain amount per month and she puts that into a shopping budget for you. $25 a month towards $25 worth of paintings, $50 a month towards $50 worth of paintings. Her paintings were not cheap, and I had become a collector of them. So I was like, this is a perfect plan. It's a way for me to support her on a monthly level. And then when I see a piece that steals my heart, or, you know, I want a custom piece done, I've got money banked up to buy with. And that really spoke to me as like somebody who wanted to support her on a daily basis, because she's living her life. You know, she has rent, she has a child, she has, you know, to keep her car up and running. And it's not just about, oh, you painted this, I want to pay you now. It's, yeah, I understand that you have a life that you have to support. And that's how we're going to keep getting these beautiful pieces of artwork.
It's such a good idea.
Yeah. So when I joined Patreon, it was to support her. And that was 2019. And I'm still supporting her at $50 a month.
Wow.
And, you know, we have a closer relationship because of that. I have more for work because of that. And, you know, I don't foresee a need to stop what I'm doing.
That's very cool.
So that's why I had originally joined as a member. Now, when it was time for me to kind of transition my business from down in DC, back up to Connecticut, which happened around 2019, 2020. I was talking with my friend Shannon Steiner, who is an art historian and had been a student of mine down in DC. And she was like, what about Patreon for a way for you to continue your relationship with your students, to continue your relationship with your patrons, like who are buying from you? What would that look like? And she and I kind of hashed out concepts for what we could offer my kind of broad clientele, because as a teacher and a maker, there's two sides to that business model. And so that's what we came up with, was the different tiers for students and shoppers.
So before we jump into your different membership options, because that's truly fascinating, I would love to just generally hear how having this Patreon has benefited your business since you started it back in 2019.
Yeah. So the same way that I was using this to support Jamie, I created that environment for myself. From day one, when I was advertising this to the people who are supporting us, it was about budgeting. It was about supporting the holistic business, not just, you know, I'm a jewelry maker, support me. You know, I was using our goals originally as we built up a bigger fan base, a bigger Patreon base with, hey, if we reach this goal of this number, I can start putting this money towards X. And when we reach this goal for this number, I could start putting it towards Y. And what those goals were was I could cover the electric bill for my studio. I could make sure that the rent was paid ahead of time every month. And those kind of putting it in that reality was not, it was not that I am going to use this for all of these wild and crazy things or these risky things. It was about supporting the business so that month after month, I could worry less about, are the bills paid, and worry more about what are we producing and what are we creating and what are we offering? And so for 5 years now, that's exactly what it's done. This Patreon has supported our monthly recurring bills so that I don't have to think about that coming in and out of my bank account on the first of the month. Reliable income, which is hard for artists to have.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, you did touch upon this real quick, but just to explain to our listeners, Patreon gives you the ability to have different tiers as a creator. Can you talk to us about that? What are your different options and what are the benefits?
Yeah, so I definitely have played around with the tiers over the years. I started off with a very big buffet, you could say, of options. There was free options. There was affordable options. There was kind of what I considered crazy wild options at $75 a month. I was like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
And over the years, I have adjusted those. I have consolidated them. And people who entered our tiers at lower levels have been grandfathered in as I've adjusted stuff. So I haven't deleted anybody from their commitment levels, because I think that's a little unfair, bait and switch kind of situation. So if you joined at a retired level, I've left you on that retired level as long as you want. You just can't go back to it if you leave it.
So I just have to jump in here and interject that I too, with my Patreon, I was like wild with the tiers originally. I was like, there's the $1 tier, because like $1, right? And I still, to this day, I think I have 200 $1 Patreons, you know?
Right. Yeah. And it's definitely,
they're getting so much benefit for that $1 because I have exclusive discounts from tools and monthly giveaways. But I'm also happy to have grandfathered them in because they were those original supporters. But yeah, it got to a point where it was like, there were so many tiers. It was almost like, I think, option overload.
Yes. Decision paralysis, right?
Like, yeah.
How do I pick which is the best bang for my buck? Like, it's also the maintenance as the person running this environment, this community, you have to go, okay, well, what did I agree to and what do I have to provide? And so, and I think it's totally reasonable that over time, you as a maker and the creator are going to streamline your processes. So anybody who's going to be starting a Patreon or looking into it, don't be scared of having six tiers. Try it out. See what people are responding to and use that research to make decisions for your business. You may start it going, you know, full speed ahead for one direction and then realize that everybody is interested in this other direction. And as a good business owner, you need to identify, is that good for you? And should you go and double down on that, you know, instead of having your feet in the mud going, no, I'm doing it this way. Why don't you guys understand, you know?
Definitely. And so I do see with your tiers, you have some, as you mentioned, that are geared towards your jewelry customer and the other ones that are geared more towards your students and people that attend Marquee Academy. Could you start with telling us about your jewelry customers? What are those tiers like? What are the benefits?
Yes. So I have two main tiers that are paid tiers. So there's free memberships. That's not a tier. That's just you have whatever we have access to for free. Then my first paid tier is a contributor. This is somebody who just wants to send us a little cash every month because they think what we're doing is important or valuable to them and our community. And in exchange for that, our contributors who are paying $10 a month get a 10% off coupon towards our jewelry that they can use once a year. And that has a cap of about $1,200. So, you know, I did realize that it was very easy to be manipulated. Now, you know, you don't want to plan for being taken advantage of, but you also do need to set controls where you go, okay, well, I'm not going to give you 10% off a $10,000 item just because you guys.
Oh, did that happen? Tell me everything.
Not something that extreme, but I did find that people would be like, they'd jump on, they'd take advantage of the discount and then they'd stop. And that's, you know, for somebody who's looking for reliable budgeting, mm-hmm. that doesn't really work for me. My Patreon is a thank you for supporting us on a regular basis. And so that's a gift that I'm giving you back for supporting me throughout the years, right?
The
other tier that we offer is our VIP client tier. And now that is a contrasting $100 a month, so significantly higher. But what this tier offers is I take that $100 a month and put it directly into your savings budget. I don't take the fees out. I don't take a discount, you know, whatever. You're saving $100 a month with me, just as if you'd handed me a $100 bill, which I think is important. You know, I'm eating fees because I think it's important that you're getting your full value. On top of that, they get 15% off a $5,000 purchase. Just once, you know, one item up to $5,000. If that item is more expensive, they're paying the whole price for whatever's over that. And then they also get some more like less specific, like tangible things. They can do holds on one of a kind items. So if I advertise something that you just think is the most gorgeous piece you've ever seen, the stone, the style, the whatever, but you don't have enough money to buy it today, you don't have enough money in your budget to purchase it, I'm going to hold it for you. You can claim it. Like that's mine. And when I've paid it off, I'll ship it to you. So my clients love being able to go, oh, put that on my hold pile. I'm working my way up to that. I also put them on my close friends for my emails or my Instagram. These guys are getting behind the scenes. They're getting updates as soon as I, you know, have something cool and new to share with them. They're going to see that stuff sooner because these are my VIP clients. These are my people. The last thing that we do that is really special is we do anniversary gifts. So once a year, not on their anniversary, but on my anniversary for Patreon, all of our VIP clients get sent out a little gift from us. And it's what it's going to be is one of our top selling items, one of our hottest little charms or pendants. This is a little thank you. So they're building up a collection of our work in silver or gold just by being a member every year. And so that's our little way of saying, not only, you know, do you get all this stuff, but like, here's something just I made for you, you know, which I think is a lot of fun.
I absolutely love that. I think it's so unique. I think it's definitely something that other jewelers and artists could, you know, emulate. It's a good time to mention that the way that it works, like my Patreons get a thank you sticker and note that I mail out personally. And sometimes my kids help me like pack the stickers if you get like stamps that are a little wonky. But what Patreon does is it gathers everyone's shipping address if they've submitted it, and that's private information that's never shared. So you can always feel free to add your shipping address if you want to opt in to get a gift, like what you're saying, Emily. And then it's on you as the, you know, as the person, the creator, that you individually ship them out. They do also have this feature now where they will create merch and ship it out for you. But what they're going to do is they're going to take a higher percentage of the money. And you also mentioned fees. And I have to say, you know, it's worth it, the fees that I pay for Patreon, because they've created this incredible platform, a free app that's on Apple or Android that's really easy to use. It's easy to navigate all the content you've shared. There's now these chat areas too, where my Patreons can go and sell their gently used tools, or they can ask questions and everyone's like interacting with each other. It's just really, they keep building on Patreon and making it better and better. So yes, you're losing a little bit of fee money, but I think in your instance, you're guaranteeing the purchase later on and you're building your monthly income, which is invaluable as a jeweler. But yes, tell us more about Scholar. If someone is a jewelry student, how can they support you on Patreon? What are they getting?
Right. So our Scholar tier is $20 a month. And what that started off as was a guilt assuager. I am a teacher. I run a jewelry school. And I have a lot of peers and jewelers and jewelry students who love to ask questions. And of course, you do. How else are you supposed to learn? I do not gatekeep information as somebody who has learned from lots of teachers. I don't think that I own this knowledge. It's mine to pass on. Mm-hmm. And so if you DM me and ask me 400 questions, I'm going to answer most of them. You know, I'm going to try and make sure that you're getting the information that you need and set you up for success. But I did find that I had a lot of people who are like, I'm so sorry, I have another question. Oh, I'm so, and you know, we are operating on the internet. Not everybody can be my student. I have a physical in-person school. I chose not to work digitally. That was a choice that I felt like I could be more present with my community and my students in person. So I don't offer online classes and that kind of thing. But what that meant was I still had a international set of people who looked up to me as a mentor or a friend or just somebody in this industry who was worth asking questions. Mm-hmm. And then they would feel so guilty that they weren't supporting me. And so the Scholar developed as a way for them to go, you know what, I'm going to give you $20 a month. I'm always going to know that my questions are going to be answered. And I can feel like this is a win-win for both of us, right? So I am your student in that sense. The perks that they get are, instead of you know, my school runs on like an hourly cycle. So mm-hmm. if somebody wants to book a video call with me to go over stuff, I do an hour minimum. What if you don't have an hour? That might be a lot of time. It might be a lot of money. Maybe your questions aren't that involved. So my scholars can book half hour blocks of my time, which makes mm-hmm. it a little bit more approachable. And so you're not trying to like save up all your questions for that 1 hour call. And then they also have the opportunity to have 10% off our in-person classes, which, you know, we're a bit of a destination school. We're down by the ocean. So students do like to travel to us and make a weekend or a week of being in Shoreline, Connecticut and experiencing the school. So it's not unlikely that our students who are learning from us from across the country are going to want to come and spend a week with us at some point. And having that discount is a nice perk, I think.
Absolutely. How many people take you up on the video consultations?
I would say about half of the people who are enrolled in the Scholars actually utilize the video call. And like, that might not be so formal as hop on Zoom, but it might be just hop on IG, you know, video chat or,
yeah,
you know, but I find just having me in their pocket, knowing that they mm-hmm. can text a professional is helpful, you know, going, this person's going to answer my emails and they're coming from a place of authority and experience. And I can trust that.
Definitely. What is your most popular Patreon membership?
At this stage, it's our VIP clients for shopping. People love being able to save up and budget for our jewelry. And that has been the most popular year after year.
Have you ever had your phone die on you at the worst possible moment? We've all been there. With all the work I do on Instagram and shooting content of tips and jewelry, I am constantly draining my battery. Recently, I discovered Clutch Chargers. They are a super thin, portable charger that connects to the magnet on my phone so I can continue to use my phone as I charge it. With Clutch, you can keep your phone powered up without the extra bulk. And here's the best part. Clutch chargers come with a built-in charging cable, so you can say goodbye to tangled cords forever. Plus, their chargers deliver lightning-fast power, so you can get back to what matters most without missing a beat. My listeners can save 10% off their Clutch purchase when they use code METALSMITH. So don't let your phone die on you again. Upgrade to Clutch chargers and stay connected wherever life takes you. Talk to me a little bit about how are you promoting your Patreon so that it grows every year?
So on like a day-to-day level, I'm occasionally mentioning it on IG. I'm sending it out in emails. I have it tagged, you know, those like buttons, those hot buttons in your websites and your emails and your link tree and whatever. So it's omnipresent, right? The fact that I have a Patreon is present on everything. But my highest converter is in-person or warm sales. So if I have a client who is buying a lot of jewelry, if I have a client who is regularly shopping with us, if I have a client who is having a hard time saving up and budgeting because of whatever, I do a warm intro. I'm like, hey, by the way, I do have this. I don't know if you've heard about it, but this is what this could look like for you. And this is how you can envision that working for you long term if you want to keep shopping with us. And so that's usually the highest conversion for us is going, you seem like a prime candidate for this because of X, Y, and Z. What do you think?
Yeah. I would love if you had advice for other jewelers who are considering if Patreon might be right for them.
Yeah.
So how would you approach it?
I would take a look at what you are looking to offer your community. What can you actually add to your plate, right? So for me, not overcommitting with a lot of product was very important because I didn't have the bandwidth to create more product for an exchange on Patreon. Somebody who might be doing more merch, somebody who might be doing, you know, this is not just a jewelry conversation. If you are a painter, if you are a graphic designer, if you are offering different services like consulting, take a look at what you have to offer your community and what you want to double down on offering your community and making it a little bit more streamlined and assess if you can categorize those into monthly payments, right? For somebody. Because that's what this is. Patreon is taking from an income generating point of view, it is taking monthly payments from your clients and giving it to you in a big solid chunk, which you can then reliably budget your business and your life with. When I'm talking to my students, other business owners, I love consulting and brainstorming business models, income generation. I think that looking at alternative incomes, not just I'm a jeweler, I make jewelry, you buy my jewelry, that's that. What else can you offer your community? I can teach, I can consult, I can create custom jewelry, I can create stock jewelry, I can do wholesale items, right? When we start looking at beyond just what your main income driver is, how else can you be bringing in income through your tool belt of skills? Mm-hmm. And so when I'm thinking about Patreon, I want you to think about it as one facet of your whole business, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I can just speak for myself, you know, when I first started it out, it was, you know, I had dollar memberships and it was this little nugget for me every month. It really meant the world to me. But over the years, it has grown. And, you know, I've seen since, I think COVID was like the ultimate in me selling Metalsmith Society merch, if I'm honest. People really came out of their wallets and supported Metalsmith Society t-shirts and stuff. And then it was like, ever since then, it's just been slowing down and slowing down. And I mean, I'm still hiring a new designer every year to create a limited edition t-shirt. This year's design is amazing. But you know, that's slice of the pie of, you know, how I generate income for myself shifted. But thankfully, the Patreon had also shifted. And so I wasn't in a scramble. I wasn't solely relying on selling t-shirts to support myself in this work that I do. And so I think to your point, you know, it's fantastic as a jeweler if you can come up with some diversity in how you're bringing in income. And then if you do have a slow month in selling your work, you're not solely relying on it.
Yeah. So for my business model, you know, if we just kind of take a step back, I would love to just touch on a couple of the things that I do when I'm talking about multifaceted alternative income streams. I have my jewelry website, right? You can go online and you can order pieces that you see there. I have my Instagram. I'm posting in my stories. I'm posting in my feed jewelry that I am making, and that is attracting a lot of custom. I love this. Can you make it like this? I have an entire line of jewelry that I strictly keep on Etsy that is separate from what I keep on my website. And the reason being, it has a certain price point and it has a Google factor. People are looking for it. Mm-hmm. So people find it on Etsy. Those are my vintage scarab pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Then on top of that, I am teaching for the school. I am operating an entire ecosystem where people are interacting with me as an educator, helping them design and create and build their skills. And something that I have added in the last couple of years, because you were talking about the pandemic kind of changed how people were shopping, right? You had this huge influx because people were looking to support you.
Yeah.
During a very trying time. And for me, I had realized that I wasn't going to be able to go do markets. I wasn't going to be able to teach. I wasn't going mm-hmm. to be able to get the all the income generating tiers that I thought I had had kind of fallen to the wayside for me. And a little part of my story is that Cal and I had moved from DC to Connecticut at the beginning of 2020 to open our jewelry school and had put all of our investments into getting that school up and running just to close it 2 days after we opened.
Mm.
So spring 2020 was a little alarming and
to say the least.
I had a fully stocked empty school, and I had a new city and state where I knew nobody. I didn't have any community around me. And then I also wasn't getting any access to that community. So I really doubled down on my Instagram community, my international community. And one of the things that came out of that were these surprise boxes, which is now my annual sale opportunity for my clients to come and interact with things at a discounted rate, right? I've thought for a long time that my jewelry, I don't do sales. Clients do not expect sales from me because I'm doing a certain quality of work and they're getting a certain quality for what they paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, I had all of this stock that I had created and I had a business that I needed to support and I needed to move that stock in a very effective and quick way. And so we designed a surprise birthday boxes. My birthday is in May. And that is when we started them was I wasn't about to have a birthday party or an event because the pandemic, you weren't getting together. And so for the whole month of May, we sold these surprise boxes with our products in them. And at the end of the month, we would ship them all out and everybody would get, you know, some sort of cool piece of jewelry that we had made over the year. They wouldn't know what it was. It was just within a tier that they had paid for. And that has become, we're having our fifth annual this month, and that has become something that my clients look forward to, that they get excited by. It doesn't stop them from buying throughout the year, but they go, you know what, that piece that I haven't been able to afford, maybe I'll get it in a surprise box, you know?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like a surprise something, you know? My kids love these like surprise eggs. They don't know what toy's going to be inside. I mean, the idea is genius.
And, you know, that it's something that came out of a necessity of going, how do I create another form of income for my business? And now here we are 5 years later, and it's one of the most exciting times for our clients to do this big annual surprise box sale.
So it's so fun, and they're getting better value for what they're paying. Like there's, you know, even more jewelry than what the box value is, which is so,
right.
So cool.
Everything is more than you paid for in the surprise boxes. So it's a really great gift for them. And again, when we're talking about like, what can you provide your clients with? Like that's a gift. They're helping me out. We're moving through old stock. And we're talking fresh old stock, 6 months old, seven months old. Like it's not stuff from years and years ago. It's stuff that's hot and trending and cool, but it's getting it into their hands. And they're helping me go, okay, spring cleaning, like let's do new designs because I'm not being weighed down by all this stuff that I just made, right?
Yeah,
so
it's fantastic.
I look at all this stuff that I'm offering my clients, like Patreon, like the surprise boxes. I'm going to give you something and you're going to give me something, and we're both going to feel like this was worth it. And so when you're looking at things to offer your business and offer your clients, make sure that it doesn't seem like there's a catch. Like
yeah.
I love transparency with my clients. This is what I'm getting and this is what you're getting. And we're both going to be thrilled about that. Hopefully.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, absolutely. That's awesome advice, Emily. And, you know, I think it's worth noting that at the time that we're recording this, we're all seeing significant changes with Instagram where, you know, they're following a similar model as TikTok, where a lot of times in our own feeds, we're getting served a lot of stranger content from strangers, paid advertisements, but generally stuff that has really high engagement. So you're sort of, they're trying to give you the stuff that they know you're going to like, but you might find that only every third or even fourth post is actually someone that you follow. And then if you're like me and you're following over 1,000 people, like there's some people that you're just never going to see a post from them probably ever again,
right.
Which is frustrating, you know? And so for me, this is a bit of a dilemma, as it is for many of us, because I have my jewelry business at Corky Bolton Jewelry, and I want to continue to connect with my community there. But even with Metalsmith Society, you know, my goal has never changed. I want to provide educational content and tips, but if they're not really being seen by people and I can't connect with people as much, you know, it's a lot of effort, and I want to make sure that I can continue to connect. And so that is really why I think more than ever now, a Patreon membership is a really great way. If you can just get people to say, hey, you know, all you have to do is give your email and create a login for free membership. And, you know, the free membership, the way it works is as a creator, you choose certain content is going to be shown to free and certain is going to be for paid. And in your case, because you have jewelry students and people that are your, you know, jewelry customers, those people are only going to see the content that is meant for them. So it's really great as a creator that you have all of that control. But I'm asking all of my podcast listeners and members of our community to come on over to Patreon and at the very least create a free account, because it just means that I can connect with you. And with all the changes in the algorithm, there is no algorithm on Patreon. You will see all the content, tips, discount codes. And for your people, they're not going to miss when you have a sale or anything else. So I just think it's really important to note that, you know, Patreon is looking more and more now to just boost this concept of just bringing the community back to a place where you have a little bit more control.
Yeah, I think Patreon is definitely in this kind of sweet spot. I don't know if you recall, let's go back 15 or 20 years when Etsy was just starting to be this like this kind of cool place where you could find stuff, but your mom didn't have an account, right?
Yeah.
And now, 2 decades in, it's owned by eBay, and it's not what it used to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Patreon has been around for near a decade, and at first it was like Patreon, like what is that? How do I even spell that? Who, you know, I'm gonna get an account, and like who's gonna be on there? Now there are enough makers in all of the different environments. There are people who do video content. There are people who do music. There are writers. There are artists. There are jewelers out there. So that creating a free membership, you're going to not only have access to us as a free account, but you can also go find all those makers that you enjoy and start creating a space where you're interacting with them, supporting them. And, you know, it's not just us, right? And I think that's kind of exciting.
Totally.
We've kind of reached this place. And Patreon as a business is starting to up what they're offering and working on those interfaces and listening to the creators going, well, what do we need to do to make this more user-friendly? What do I need to do to make you more likely to use these new features? They're always checking feedback from the creators, how we can connect to our communities more. And so it's a very cool time to be a part of this website because I think it's reaching its like its running pace. You know, it's going really well over there.
Absolutely. So. Emily, I wanted to thank you today for sharing about your experience. That's really generous of you. I think it's a really fascinating topic and it was really cool to hear how you've been utilizing it. You can find Emily on Instagram at Emily Marquis Designs and at Marquis Jewelry Academy. You can visit her Patreon to check it out or join at patreon.com/emarquisdesigns. And you can find her jewelry and a link to her academy at emilymarquisdesigns.com. I will put all of this in the show notes.
Thank you so much for having me. This is an absolute joy to share a little bit more about this adventure I've been on, and also, you know, just being able to talk it out, right? We live on a world where everything is just us putting information out there and hoping it's being heard or retained or devoured, and being able to have a conversation is just really, it's part of that community that we're all looking for.
Yes, for sure. I appreciate you, Emily.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.